Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Pazzelli from the 75th edition of the Venice International Film Festival, and today we are here with a Polish representative of 28 Times Cinema. So welcome, Hanna.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, Hanna, tell our listeners who are not familiar with this project what it is about.
Well, the 28 Times Cinema project is an opportunity for young cinema lovers to come to the Venice Film Festival to attend it, and the opportunity to meet with the
directors, probably.
Well, directors not only, but to know actually how the jury's job mm-hmm. looks like from the inside. So yeah, it was a great experience. I recommend anyone to apply for that, because such opportunities don't just show up for you. You have to like go for it.
Yeah. What about your role as a juror? Do you think that it's something that fits your personality, or do you think of it as something just put aside and that you will do only here?
Well, in the beginning, I felt very overwhelmed by mm-hmm. this, whether I'm right about this film, or whether maybe I don't have the experience and the knowledge to judge those. But after seeing all those 11 movies that are in the competition, I am pretty content with my choice and with the choice that we as a jurors
Because we know that you selected the winner.
Yes.
Okay, which is the film this year?
It's called C'est l'amour. I don't know if I pronounced this correctly mm-hmm. because I'm not very familiar with French, but the English title, it's translated into Real Love, and it's from a French director.
Was it easy to select the film, or did you find it hard?
Well, it wasn't my personal choice.
Okay.
I wanted to go for a different one, but I'm pretty content with the choice that we made, because it was actually my second favorite film from all of the Giornate degli Autori competition. So yeah, I'm very looking forward for her. I mean, the director's future films.
And where does your passion for cinema come from?
I think I already had it as a child. I know that's a very cliche thing to say, but I was just in love in Steven Spielberg's movies, mm-hmm. George Zemeckis' movies. So I was actually very into that for a really, really long time. Then I began to study law, and then I just left it for the filmmaking. So I am in the film school right now.
Ah, okay. And did you finish law, or did you just...
No.
You completely changed.
I've resigned after the second year.
Okay.
I felt it's too stiff for me. Mm-hmm. Because in filmmaking, you have those rules, but you only get to know them so you can break them. And that's what's so amazing about film.
That's what you cannot do instead.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Yeah. And which role do you think would be the best for you in the cinema industry? I mean, what would you like to become?
Well, I'd love to be a director. Mm-hmm. That's my dream job, actually.
And do you follow anyone's footprints?
Are you asking me about like my favorite director?
Yeah, correct.
Oh.
If you have one, or if you have even more than one.
Well, I'd say if I were to choose a director who I'd like to direct my life, mm-hmm. it would be Steven Spielberg.
Well, but, good choice.
But I love the work of Wes Anderson. Mm-hmm. I love his movies. I also love the movies that Taika Waititi meets, because they are so funny, and I love his style. Yeah, that's pretty much it, I think.
Okay, and now a question that I did to all of you. Which film would you mention among those that you had the chance to see?
well, I've seen less than I wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
But I really loved Laszlo Nemes' new movie, The Sunset. It's hypnotizing. I also really liked Bradley Cooper's movie. It was, well, it was a feel-good movie.
Starring Lady Gaga.
Yes. And she was amazing in it.
Yeah.
I was hoping for that she will be amazing, and she was.
Do you think that this film will win something?
Or? Oh, it's not in the competition, but...
Yeah.
I think Lady Gaga has a good chance to be nominated for at least Golden Globe.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's going to get a nomination for an Oscar, it's probable. I'd say it's probable.
Okay, so thank you so much, Hannah, for this interview. And this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.